You are listening to Community Radio KGNU. I'm Nikhil Mankekar.
I'm Tracy Jones.
And we're the co-hosts of a new monthly segment, heard on the second Monday morning of every month, looking at issues facing people of color in Boulder County.
Today we're joined by the esteemed Norma Johnson, a master of communication. Ms. Johnson has been teaching, facilitating, consulting, writing, performing, and most important, healing with conversation for over 30 years. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ms. Norma.
Oh, thank you. I am honored to be here.
So today, in our today's climate is so incredibly hostile. We're all acutely aware of the environment of intolerance that we live in right now. Our goal here with this show on KGNU is to have the difficult discussions regarding being a person of color in Boulder County. As such, we're choosing a path of open communication and conversation. We are choosing to illuminate the things that unite us. Everyone has the same need to be respected, to be safe, to live, and to thrive. We all thrive by living, breathing, eating, and drinking. All of us eat with family, friends, and community. That is a tradition of humanity. And food is not only just physical, it's spiritual. So today I'd like to open our conversation to discuss some unifying factors of food, be it spiritual or physical.
Well, I think in the climate we live in, finding things that can unify us is really important. I think there's been so much confusion lately and so much dissent on all sides, and I think finding ways that we can come together really get down to the basics, the core element of what makes us human, I see that as being something that's so beneficial now, because it really helps people find a path forward from how they've been feeling. Norma, why don't you, on the subject of unity, I'm excited to hear what you've been thinking and what you have to say about it.
Well, you know, when you first presented the topic for today, one of the things I thought about was this great experience I had on the bus the other day. And there's something real interesting about kind of being on the ground with people, because we're generally in our cars whizzing by. Got on the local bus, and it has those long seats up front. And a man was getting on behind me. From his accent, I thought maybe he was from India. Turns out that his family is, but I'll tell you more about that. And he was asking the bus driver about getting off at a store. Bus driver didn't seem to understand, but so I told him that I'm getting off there, and I'd let him know. So he sat up front. I sat in a seat a little further back. Then a young woman came on, and she had two very young boys with her. And as soon as she sat down, the little one just started screaming and crying. And poor mom, she's there trying to soothe him. Well, the Indian gentleman pulls out a harmonica and starts playing for the little one, and he just soothes him, and he just calms down, and just in a very short while he stops crying. And it's interesting, when he did that, the whole front of the bus, there were only a few of us on the bus, just kind of started shifting. And there had been an RTD trainer there who was training the bus driver. And he was a little stern when the young woman with the children came on. But something changed. And he told her, he said, you know, if he'd be more comfortable, you can put him in the stroller. You can open the stroller. And, you know, we're not used to having strollers open on the bus. And the woman said, really? Just to confirm. And he said, yeah. He said, it'd be all right. So then an elderly white woman who had been sitting on the long bench, she reached out and And another gentleman reached out, and the Indian gentleman reached out. Everybody started helping her open the stroller, get the child situated. It was so beautiful. So I was watching all these individuals who were in their very own space, including me, start to transform into a community. And again, you know, I was on the bus for, 15, 18 minutes total, and everything transformed. And people started talking to each other. And then when it was time to get off, I let the gentleman know this was our stop. We got off. And I was talking to him and letting him know how much I appreciated his harmonica playing. So he pulls out his harmonica. He starts playing Amazing Grace. We're crossing 30th Street, and then he finishes Amazing Grace, and he goes into another song, which he told me was an Indian prayer song. And he stopped at the place where I was going, which was the UPS, and we stood there, and we talked about spirituality, we talked about our heritage, we talked about politics. And then we said goodbye, and he went on his way, and I went on my way. That was, again, that took place in less than 20 minutes, a transformation, just because people supported each other and spoke to each other. It was almost like a dare, because we generally don't do that. So that was my kind of recent story about unification. And how simple it really is, and how hard it is.
That's incredible. As a mom, I remember the struggle of riding the bus, the RTD, with little people. And for the bus driver or anyone to say you can open your stroller to comfort your kid, as opposed to staying in our comfort zone and scowling and frowning and just becoming aggravated with her, how beautiful it was that everyone was able to share their humanity. I think that's magical. And that highlights the fact that it doesn't take a major march to make a change in someone's day. It's simple. It's moment by moment. It's when we're gathered together on the bus, in the grocery store, even in traffic. I just would challenge us to look for everyday small ways that we can change someone's life in a positive way. I just hope that we can begin having more conversations and joining together in small ways.
Exactly. I think, you know, I said this last month. I was giving a speech, and I said a community is made up of the people in it and how they treat each other. And it isn't always the big things. People are looking for like a big magic bullet all the time. And it's really many little things that help form a community and make people welcome in it. And Norman, that was just a fantastic example of how all kinds of little things come together and can build community and connection just in a day-to-day life so quickly. And I think we all need to think about how what we may be doing and what we may not be doing that makes this a welcoming community. And I think in the climate within, one of the positive things I've seen is people are becoming really conscious of that and conscious of just what they may not be doing on a day-to-day basis, especially with people of color in this community, the more diverse aspects of the community to be inclusive and make them welcome. So that was a really nice story, Norma. Thank you.
Yeah, it's still with me. It just even, you know, speaking of it again, it's exciting. It's exciting to be in that kind of space.
You're listening to Community Radio, KGNU. I'm Tracy Jones.
And I'm Nikhil Mankekar.
And we're the hosts of a new monthly segment heard on the second Monday of every month, looking at issues facing people of color in Boulder County. This morning, we're joined by Ms. Norma Johnson to discuss ways in which we can unify ourselves. Being a person of color in the Boulder County community, there are challenges that face us. Simply existing in everyday life, And my challenge to us as humans and as KG and Liu listeners is to create community every day in different ways. One thing that we all share is food, the spiritual aspect of it, the physical aspect of it. I would challenge each of us to share a meal with someone, get to know someone, break bread with them. So hopefully we can hear a piece of poetry from Miss Norma.
Okay, so this one is called Soul Feast. This is an offering of peace today. I relinquish my to-do list, my shoulds, and my ought-tos. I've succumbed to sinking into a great pool of ambrosia that has made its way into every single cell in this body. There is nourishment, but there's more. It is also delicious. It is as though my whole body, my whole being can taste this gourmet delicacy. It answers a plea for the delectable cuisine of spirit and the soul-centering, satisfying burp of, ah, this is good. When I come to this place and settle into this calm, I wonder how I could ever have had doubts about anything. Of course, everything is fine. Of course, everything is taken care of. Of course, there is a great love that permeates all things. Of course, there is nothing to fear or regret. Of course, I am blessed and loved and cared for. Of course, the guidance will come for each next thing, and it will be inspired, not forced or pushed or indecently exposed through shame or fear. It will come as a feather, drifting on the gentlest of breeze, encircling me that I may catch a whiff of its presence and then see what is brought to me on the wind. A present, a gift, a blessing. An offering, a promise of peace and joy, a balm, a healing, an answer, a truth, an understanding, a humbling, an acceptance, an allowing, a receiving. A space in my day gives all this to me. It fills me up and empties me out. I can sit in the silence and take it in like nectar as it quenches my unbelievable thirsting to just be. I'm coming to trust that it is productive, even though it looks nothing like accomplishing goals and missions that's so admired in our society. Perhaps it is the very goal of all those other goals we're aimed at, to feel fulfilled and satisfied, pleased with myself and my world, and enjoying the faith of positive outcomes right now being nurtured from this calm and peaceful space. Perhaps this feeling is what all the hoopla is about. It's the fountain of youth being searched for. It's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's the answer to our reverent prayers and our agonizing pleas for help. Just being is greatly underestimated. We in this society have forgotten the how of it, but it's right here inside of us, calling. Always calling, trying to get our attention. We have given it no value, so everything else is more important. Everything else is more important than the very calling of our souls. Today, I'm allowing it to be different. Today I am quenching the thirst and satisfying the palate for an ancient feast, a soul feast, to nourish my heart and spirit. And there should be nothing in all the world more important than this.
Whoa. Thank you, Nwoma. It's beautiful.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Wow.
That comes to mind lately how many meals and meetings I've had, just having a cup of tea, cup of coffee with someone, having a meal with them, and, you know, thinking about what you just said, Nwoma, not having, it's nice to sit down with people and not have any agendas of what you want to do, but just sitting and being and allowing yourself to be and have a meal with them. And I think something happens in that we can't quite describe and touch, but what you're doing is making the space for it to happen. And that's one of the biggest ways I think we can, on this subject of unity and unifying, it's people coming together in basic ways. I mean, maybe we sit down and have a meal, a cup of coffee with someone daily, but actually thinking about that and thinking about, not taking it for granted, the time we spend with people, and how we spend that time with them. And, and having meals with people and coming together, I think it's also important to do what Tracy and I just did, which is listening. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, when you listen, you never know. You might be sitting with William Johnson, who might, tell you something, drop some knowledge on you that might be helpful. Or you might be sitting on a bus and meet someone randomly you never met and take a walk with them down the street. And all of a sudden, that conversation, you find out some things you may not have known, and, at the least, had a nice talk with someone. And I think coming down to that level and calms ourselves down. And so when you told that story about the baby on the bus, there's a lot of adults I see upset, and, they're crying and throwing tantrums now because they're looking at what's happening and they don't like what's happening. And coming back to just talking with someone, listening to some music, or listening to someone express themselves and do what they do, I think that can create a calmness and an energy and a space where we can find a path forward in unity and not feel so divided.
I so agree with you, Nikhil. I grew up hearing the statement, each one reach one. And to me, that means if each one of us could reach one other individual throughout our day, 365 days a year, every hour, the possibilities are infinite for each individual to facilitate change, to create a space for us all to be human, to be respected, to be loved. That is what it comes down to. Addressing your highlighting adults having temper tantrums. Most times when someone does not feel heard, they ramp up their effort of communication at the level at which they sit. Some people communicate by using strongly worded emails. Some people communicate by going off. Some people shut down. But through it all, we are human. And if we all consciously choose to create a space that hears and is present with people, the shift could be unimaginable.
Why don't we start imagining that now?
Yes.
What if I didn't take time for granted? What if I dared to cross my own line, my own boundary, my own limitations? What if I just walk with spirit, with the knowingness and ways that come to me and through me? What if I went where I want to be, trusting that it will be there when I get there? What if I laid my defenses down and accepted my imperfection as perfect?
What if? That's what I want to leave us with, a thought to meditate on. What if?
What if? Well, thank you for coming in, Ms. Norma Johnson, and thank you for sharing with us. You're listening to Community Radio KGNU. We've been your hosts, Nikhil Mankakal.
And I'm Tracy Jones.
And today's show is a part of a new monthly segment heard on the second Monday morning of every month, looking at issues facing people of color in Boulder County. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.